the old, old story of Jesus and his love. God felt that he needed somehow to communicate with his creation. And he also knew that that one way to do it was to become like one of his creation. And he thought, how can he do that? Come into a world of sin. And he said, aha. He had one of those aha moments. I know. I will use the Holy Spirit to go to Mary, even though she was engaged to be married, and I will impregnate her with the Holy Spirit, so that my son, the Son of Man and the Son of God, can be born through the virgin birth of Mary, to come into this world sinless, and then take the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. And the old story just keeps on going. I want to pick up that story that I read in Luke's Gospel at the beginning, verses 1 through Luke. We've been in Luke for so long, I'm thinking still it's Luke. John chapter 1, I read verses 1 through 4, and I want to pick it up with verse 5 through 14. New Living Translation says this: the light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe the light. He was a witness to the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was going to come into the world. But although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But, I always love the buts in Scripture, but to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They're reborn. Now, this is not a physical birth resulting from human passion or a plan. This rebirth comes from God. So the Word became human and lived here among us on earth. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.